जय यशोदानंदना जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अस्तोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमदिष्टिमाइन गृह सभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की जय। जय निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 1, Chapter 3, text number 5.
Etananavataranam Nidhanam Bijamavyayam Yasyamsena Srijyante देवतिर्यं नरादयः ये तन्नानावताराणां निधानं बीजमव्ययम् यस्यां सांसेन सृज्यन्ते देवतिर्यं नरादयः ये तन्नानावताराणां बीजं निधानं बीजमव्ययम् यस्यां सांसेन सृज्यन्ते देवतिर्यन्नरादयः एतन्नानावताराणां निधानं बीजमव्ययम् यस्यां सांशेन सृज्यन्ते देवतिर्यन्नरादयः एतद्नानावताराणां निधानं बीजमव्ययम् यस्यां सांशेन सृज्यन्ते
Etat, this form, Nana, multifarious, avataranam, of the incarnations, Nidhanam, source, Bijam, seed, Avyayam, indestructible, Yasya, whose, Amsha, plenary portion, Amshena, part of the plenary portion, Srijyante, create, Deva, demigods, Tiryak, animals, Naradayah, human beings and others. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. This form, the second manifestation of the Purusha, is the source and indestructible seed of multifarious incarnations within the universe. From the particles and the portion of this form, different living entities like demigods, men and others are created. Purport, we'll be reading second part of this purport. The first part is already taken yesterday. The next incarnations are the Manus. Within the one day's duration of the life of Brahma, which is calculated by our solar year as 43 lakhs into 1000 years. There are 14 Manus, therefore there are 420 Manus in 1 month of Brahma and 5040 Manus in 1 year of Brahma. Brahma lives for 100 years of his age, and therefore there are 5040 into 100 or 5,04,000 Manus in the duration of Brahma's life. There are innumerable universes with one Brahma in each of them, and all of them are created and annihilated during the breathing time of the Purusha. Therefore, one can simply imagine how many millions of Manus there are during one breath of the Purusha. The Manus who are prominent within this universe are as follows: Yajna as Swayambhuva Manu, Vibhu as Swarochisha Manu, Satyasen as Uttama Manu, Hari as Tamasa Manu, Vaikunta as Raivata Manu, Ajita as Chakshusha Manu, Vamana as Vaivaswat Manu. The present age is under the Vaivaswat Manu. Sarvabhoma as Savarani Manu, Rishabha as Daksha Savarani Manu, Vishwaksen as Brahma Savarani Manu, Dharma Setu as Dharma Savarani Manu, Sudhama as Rudra Savarani Manu, Yogeshwar as Deva Savarani Manu, and Brahad Bhanu as Indra Savarani Manu. These are the names of one set of 14 Manus covering 4.3 billion solar years as described above. Then there are the Yugavataras or the incarnations of the millennia. The Yugas are known as Satyayug, Treta Yug, Dwapar Yug and Kali Yug. The incarnations of each Yuga are of different color. The colors are white, red, black and yellow. In the Dwapar Yuga, Lord Krishna in black color appeared. And in the Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya in yellow color appeared. So all the incarnations of the Lord are mentioned in the revealed scriptures. There is no scope for an imposter to become an incarnation. For an incarnation must be mentioned in the Shastras. An incarnation does not declare himself to be an incarnation of the Lord. But great sages agree by the symptoms mentioned in the revealed scriptures. The features of the incarnation and the particular type of mission which he has to execute are mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Apart from the direct incarnations, there are innumerable empowered incarnations. They are also mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Such incarnations are directly as well as indirectly empowered. When they are directly empowered, they are called incarnations. But when they are indirectly called, they are called vibhutis. Directly empowered incarnations are the Kumaras, Narada, Prutu, Shesha, Ananta, etc. As far as Vibhutis are concerned, they are very explicitly described in the Bhagavad Gita in the Vibhuti Yoga chapter. And for all these different types of incarnations, the fountain head is the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandamadhavam asaduna sadutadayin atinichochatakara Hanamum cha kadachin premnamata kanta vyaspura. Hare Krishna, I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak for my own purification and for the glorification of the Lord. So this is a very important chapter of the first canto, and Sudh Goswami
has started answering the questions of all the sages assembled in Naimisharanya. So this chapter is important because this chapter contains two very important shlokas which sets the whole Bhagavatam in that mood. So in this chapter, Sudha Goswami talks about Krishna's supremacy when he describes a list of all the incarnation. Ete chamsa kala pumsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mrugayanti yuge yuge. So this is the Paribhasha Sutra. So with the lens of this sutra, the whole Bhagavatam is been seen. So whatever contradiction, whatever misunderstanding one might receive, but this shloka sets the background and foreground also for Bhagavatam. And in the same chapter, Sudha Goswami is going to talk about the supremacy of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Swadhama Upagate Dharma Jnana Adibhi Saha Kalo Nashto Drishamesha Puranarko Adhunodita. This Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen to dispel the darkness of this Kali Yuga. And this is none other than Krishna himself. So therefore this chapter has a lot of importance to this point of view. It sets the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam. It says the tattva of Srimad Bhagavatam. And today we are discussing from shloka number 5 of this chapter. As Shonagadi Rishi asked this question to Sudha Goswami, they have asked 6 questions. And the 4th question was, Tasya karmani udarani parigitani suribhi bruhina shraddha dhananam leelaya dadatakala. So please, O Sudha Goswami, please describe us that activities of the Lord in relation to the creation of this material world. And to answer this question, Sudha Goswami describes about 3 Purusha incarnations of the Lord. Karnadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. And he starts in the 2nd chapter 30th shloka. He starts from there until this verse. He describes about Purusha incarnation of the Lord. So, in this shloka, a very beautiful analogy is given about seed. That how, Prabhupada also writes in the last line of the purport, that the fountainhead is the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Of all this incarnation, the fountainhead is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And here, Sudha Goswami also talks about Nidhanam Bijam Avyayam. Generally, we see in this world, when seed is sown, when it grows into the tree, so the seed disappears. And the trees produces many seeds. But the existence of the seed is gone. But in purport, Prabhupada writes, this seed is not like that. Ki ave sab incarnation ho gaya, aur Garbhodakshaya Vishnu gayab. It's not like that. Just like most of the Mayavadis they talk about. This is indestructible seed. The seed which cannot be destroyed. That is the beauty of this seed. Therefore it is a source of all the incarnations. Nidhanam bijam avyayam. Avyayam is this word. Inexhaustible. It is not also understood that for some time it was giving, sometimes there are perennial rivers and there are non-perennial rivers. the rivers which give continuous water throughout the year. And there are the rivers, only during rainy season they appear, and as soon as rainy season gets over, they also disappear. But Lord Vishnu's incarnation, or the Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, is not a source which gets depleted or which gets exhausted after certain incarnation or certain number of incarnations. It is inexhaustible source. Avyam. So in this purport, the greatness of the Lord has been displayed. How great He is. And this greatness is not to show display of His power, but this greatness is a show of His compassion towards that living entity who wants to exercise his freedom, exercise his free will, independent of the God. Therefore, this greatness, how much Lord is taking up, how much pain He is taking up, just to fulfill that desire of living entity. So it's not just to show power of the Lord, but it is in one point of view, it is a compassion of the Lord, that why somebody will take so much of effort. Also, after hearing all this description, one gets heavy jolt to his own false ego, that how this creation is seamlessly functioning and without much effort to maintain or to run a small department, you have to go through so much of headache. Isn't it? And so many discrepancies, they come up. The people are not perfect. The controller is not perfect. But here we see that Lord Vishnu seamlessly, it's not that Brahmaji goes on strike or demigod goes on strike or they find out something else in the Lord. No. It goes seamlessly. So that gives a great jolt or great punch to the false ego of living entity. How big he might be, how great he might be, how much perfect he might be, he faces difficulty in the execution of the activities of this world. And also we understand by hearing this description that all posts, all positions, all the great posts and positions in this world is already been occupied by all these great sages. You know, when in the 8th canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked this question, please tell me about other Manus also. You have spoken about Swayambhu Manu, now you also please explain me about all the Manus. And Sukhdeva Goswami gives list of all the Manus and all the demigods who is going to occupy that position, all the Saptarishis, all kinds of posts has already been filled. So what a tiny living entity can do, even to achieve, we are trying to achieve this and that, but the positions, the highest of the positions has already been occupied. And even after achieving that position, all these powerful personalities, they experience difficulties in their life. And therefore, there is also hope in these pages of Bhagavatam. That assurance is given, that hope is given to each and everyone. And what is that hope? Is that no matter what difficulty we face, no matter what obstacle we face in the execution of our devotional service, execution of our services, there is a great personality, the perfect personality, that is Lord Himself. So that shelter is been offered to all of us. That greatness of the Lord is to give us shelter, to relieve us from our difficulties, to relieve us from our discrepancies. And I would like to speak on this theme where Lord has been sought for the ultimate shelter. No matter how powerful one might be, he is unable to solve the situation or the problem of this world. So, this is very explicitly explained in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there, Lord Brahmaji offer beautiful prayers to the Lord in that island of Shweta Deep. So, as this is a glorification of Purusha incarnation, so we will also discuss the prayers of Lord Brahma to this Purusha incarnation. So that is the connection of this shloka. So to give the background of this, what happens before they offer, the Brahmaji offer prayers. So as we all know that, the story of how Lord Indra, he becomes proud of his position, of his following, and he offends Durvasa Muni, and he disregard the gifts offered by Durvasa Muni, and all the demigods, they lose their opulences, they lose their strength. And meanwhile, all the asuras, they attack and they take away all the opulences, all the positions of the demigods or devatas. So now Devata thinks that now we will solve this problem. Nishame tata suragana mahendra varuna daya nadya gachan swayam mantrer mantrayanto vinishchitam. They called for meeting Indradev along with Varun. Varundev is the younger brother of Indra and he's very, very intelligent in advising. Varuna is very intelligent. So all the demigods, they assembled and they called out for this meeting. And they discussed this problem that how come this calamity has happened to us? So let us have a solution for this. And finally, what happens? Even after conducting all that discussion, mantrayanto, at the end of the meeting, vinishchitam, there was no solution for this problem. There was no solution for the calamities they are facing. And this is what generally happens. The best of the intelligence fails when there is a offense committed. We do not reach to the solution of the problem. Even after having a great brains. Now, till now, this combination was successful to sort out the solution. But now, because the background was offense, so even if they tried to find out solution for this situation, they could not come up. So finally, Tato Brahma Sabha Jagmur Murdhani Sarvasa Sumeru Murdhani Sarvasa Sarvam Vidnyapayas Chakru Pranata Parameshtine. So now, after this came to know that, oh, we don't have any solution for this problem. So they decided to visit Lord Brahma at Sumeru Parvat. So that is the hub of or control room or the management room of Lord Brahma. So from there, he manages whole universe. He observes everything. So they go to the Sumeru Parvat. And after going there, interestingly, they explain they offer obeisances to Lord Brahma and they explain everything what happened. And not only that, means what puji, what situation they are in. And not only that, Indradev, Lord Indra, he admits his mistake, that how he disrespected and disregarded that Durvasa Muni. That admission of the mistake is solution, means the solution which came up is said as a key for that. So it's very interesting where Lord Indradev frankly admits his mistake, that I have committed this mistake. I have committed these offenses to Lord Brahma. So this is a very important principle, that admission of the mistake. In Marathi, there is one proverb. Dosh lapavla tar vadat jato, ni dosh kabul kela tar nahisa hoto. The meaning of the proverb is that if we accept our fault, so accepting that fault helps you to deal, or it diminishes your problem or the fault. But if you try to hide the fault, it keeps increasing. It goes on becoming bigger and bigger. And this is what Satsurup Maharaj writes in Japa book, that reforming Japa. So if somebody wants to improve Japa, so he says that he has to first admit that my Japa is not good. Then only he will be able to improve. The same principle. So here, Indradev, he admits that I have committed this mistake. So one time, a king visited the prison house. And all the prisoners, now prisoner thought, king is coming, so we may get mercy. So everyone was insisting about their innocence to the king, that how they are not the culprit one. They are not the one who had the fault. Except one fellow, one person, one criminal. He admitted that I have committed theft and I deserve this punishment. And as soon as king heard this, he shouted, he cried out, throw this fellow out of prison. Otherwise, he will corrupt all these innocent guys here. Just by accepting what he was, he got freedom. So here, as soon as Lord Indra, he admitted that, immediately the solution was there, coming up. And when Brahmaji saw all these demigods, how was their condition? It is explained that, Ni Satvan Vigat Prabhan, that they had lost all their strength and they had also lost all their luster. He could see the faces of all the devatas. Ni Satvan Vigata Prabhan. Face is the index of mind. Your face reveals everything what is going on. So all the devatas, they could not hide what is going on. And Brahmaji also saw the exactly opposite thing happening with asuras. What is that happening? he is saying, Lokana Mangalan, Ayata Asura. Ayata means exactly opposite. Means asuras were flourishing and their faces are becoming brighter and brighter. And who is seeing this? The Brahmaji is explained, or Brahmaji is called Vibhu over here in these shlokas. The most powerful personality, the most intelligent personality. Vibhu means all powerful or the biggest. He is observing this situation. And what was his understanding? Even I am incapable of solving this problem. And then it is wonderfully explained over there that what he did, samahitena manasa sansmaran purusham paraha. Purusham param. So he remembered with concentrated mind purusham param, that supreme personality of Godhead. And as soon as he remembered, he meditated on that personality. Immediately, the smiling face or the smile appeared on Brahmaji's face. Prasanna mukham. So he understood what is the solution of the problem. And that solution is taking shelter of the Lord. Now what was actually Brahmaji's concern was that these demons are becoming powerful. And when demons become powerful, two things happen. One is that they engage themselves in sense gratification and exploit the nature, exploit everything. And second thing, they perform no welfare activities for the world. So if asuras or the demons have overtaken, if they have overtook this universal affairs, then there will be no benefit for the people in general. And this is the one purport which I found where Prabhupada glorifying Mayavadis. Prabhupada says over there that even Mayavadis, they are engaged in welfare activities of human beings or mankind. But Asura, they don't engage themselves in welfare activities of this world. So that was Brahmaji's concern. And that is the nature of a sadhu. Lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane manyo sharanyo karo. For the welfare of all the living beings in this world, Goswamis, the six Goswamis, they gave up all their post, all their position to serve the humanity. Loka Kalyanam, that is the nature of a sadhu. A sadhu cannot be happy if he sees somebody is in distress. And then he says about a very interesting, and that is also this first canto we see about Prabhupada. When Prabhupada wrote this first canto, when there was no ISKCON, when there were no followers, nobody was there. That time Prabhupada wrote first canto, the first three volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, the commentaries. He was not knowing who all are going to read this. But just for the concern of this world, and he was not knowing how many will be sold or how many will read those books. But out of concern for the whole world, he wrote that canto, first canto. All these three volumes. So, Lokanam Hitakarino. The devotees are always concerned about the welfare of this world. And then Lord Brahma tells to all these demigods that Aham bhavo yuyamato suradayo manushyotiryan अहमात्मजयः यस्यावताराम शकला विसर्जितो ब्रजाम सर्वे शरणं तमन्ययम् So the same kind of shloka describe over here. Avam bhavo yuyam atho asuradayo. Aham means me, myself, Lord Brahma. Bhava, Lord Shiva. Yuyam, you all demigods, all the devtas. Asuras means even demons. Adayo, everyone else. Gandharva, Acharanas. Manusha, all the human beings. Tirian, this trees and plants. Animals. Jagmar Adaya, trees and plants, about all these things. They all are the expansions of this Purusha. Either Yasya Avatara, means Garbhodakshai Vishnu is the avatar of the Lord. Amshena, means Brahmaji is talking about himself. Kala is the Marichi and all other expansions from the Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, and Visarjita means Kashyap and all other living entities. So everyone takes shelter of this personality, and then he takes them, all the demigods, to the Shweta Deep. So one might think that why not Lord Brahma remembered there itself? Because Lord is present even on Sumeru Parvat. It's not that you have to go to Shweta Deep for that reason. So, a very nice explanation is given that Lord Brahmaji is teaching through this example that how important it is to go to temple. Sometimes we might think that, hey, Bhagwan to apne bhi jagah par hai na. What is the need to go to temple? What is the need to visit deities? So this important point has been conveyed that he took all the effort to go to Shweta Deep and pray to the Lord over there. So we should take effort to come in front of the deities, to go to the temple and pray to the Lord. No matter how busy we might be, we can greet the Lord. So here, Brahmaji is also a very busy personality. But he took out time, he went to that place, Shweta Deep, and offered prayers there. And then, in 25 verses of this chapter, we might not be able to cover all these things, whatever we could. We will take this verse. A very beautiful verse and very nice explanation is given by Acharyas. And also, His Holiness Radha Govind Maharaj was also talking about very beautifully about these verses. So the first prayer, and how he offered that prayer is also very nicely explained. That word is used. Sorry. Yes. Here Shukdeva Goswami says that ittabhasya suran vedha sahadevam arindamah ajitasya padam sakshad jagam tam saparam. And then tatra drishta sarupaya shrutapurvaya ve prabhu stutim abravud devi virgarbhistava avahitindriyah girbhistava avahitindriyah. With focused attention, with distracted mind, with a focused attention, he offered prayers to Lord Vishnu. So, this is the mood of offering prayer. When we chant, please engage in your service, O Lord's energy, in service of Lord, O energy of the Lord. Please engage me in that. So that should be a focused attention, not with distracted mind. And that three things which Sachinandan Maharaj writes in his Holy Name, the Nectarian Ocean of Holy Name, that book. The three things is important when we chant. What are those things? First is pronunciation, how you pronounce. Then the position, how you sit. And the third important aspect is prayerful mood. So here when he is offering those prayers, there is mood also, not only words. So that attracts the attention of the Lord. And then first shloka he talks about avikriyam satyam anantam adyam guhashayam nishkalam pratarkyam manograyanam vachasaniruktam namamahe devavaram varanyam. Namamahe devavaram. I offer my respectful obeisances to that personality of Godhead, Devavaram. So the word Devavaram is used here, and Prabhupada writes, unto the Supreme Lord who is not equaled or surpassed by anyone. So the Lord is not amongst any human beings. Lord is not amongst any demigods. In Bhagavad Gita, he talks about that. Means no one can understand. So here, Devavaram, Varanyam, I worship that personality of Godhead. So, Varanyam, also when we chant Gayatri, so there is also comes Varanyam. So that worshipable personality who is capable of giving shelter to everyone. Everyone is looking for shelter in this world. And that shelter, we are looking to be fulfilling all our desires. Not that shelter which is imperfect. So why Lord is worshipable? Because He is the perfect shelter. There is no unnis bis, isn't it? There is a completeness. And therefore, Varanyam. Therefore, he is worshipable. So he is telling all the demigods, Brahmaji is praying to the Lord, we are taking your shelter because you are worshipable, you are perfect. And then he says, why worshipable? Because he is a Satya. And Prabhupada, the word-to-word meaning about Satya, he says that the eternal supreme truth. One who is always situated in his swarupa, in his position, in his qualities. So worshipable because he is situated. So all living entities, they go six external changes. And there are six vikaras inside the heart. So six, janma, sthiti, utpatti, all this end. All living entities goes through this six transformation. And there are six vikaras. Lust, greed, intoxication, illusion. So, Lord is eternal truth. Lord is beyond all this changes. Therefore, Satya. And any great person in this world, what he did in his childhood, he cannot understand. One boy was telling that his child has a very peculiar habit. And what was that habit? That he passes stool and he searches for his stool. That is that child's habit. Now, if that child becomes great in great personality tomorrow, will he describe in his autobiography? ki when I was a child and I was doing this activity. Means what was now, he is a great personality, his mind is great, he is having all perfection now. But what he did in his childhood? What we all did in childhood is, well, our condition of mind was altogether different. But Lord is always perfect. Whether he is child or whether in a Vrindavan Leela, and whether he is Ajan, what he is now. So all this explanation is beautifully given. And then he says about why he is Satyam. He is Avikriyam, Anantamadhyam, Guhashayam, and Nishkalam, without any fault. And to that personality of Godhead, I worship. And he goes on praying on subsequent verses. Beautiful explanation about Lord's qualities given in these verses. So that is this personality has been described, the Purusha incarnation. So I would like to stop over here. There are beautiful explanations given by all the acharyas. I would request all of you to read that beautiful explanation. And Prabhupada has also given beautiful purports to these verses, the prayers of Lord Brahmaji in 8th canto. And if we understand those with the acharya's commentary, they nourish our hearts so much. And we can appreciate the position and the compassion of the Lord. So most of the time, when greatness has been explained, people become fearful of that greatness. Or they don't want to have a connection with that greatness. Itna bade hai, kyon connection? But when we understand the qualities of the Lord, so we feel that I should take shelter, I should connect to this personality. So for that reason, all this explanation is given. And now, next verse, next shloka onwards in this chapter, the different incarnation, the list of different incarnation will be spoken by Sudha Goswami. So you all are welcome for upcoming classes so that we can hear various incarnation and the leelas of the Lord. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nidai Gaur Premanande. Thank you.